you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-control. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. Woohoo! Another verse, Marianne.
Yes, you're choosing some good ones.
This has been a couple weeks now,
I
and
know.
I'm
love
excited
it.
About this. This morning, as I was reading early, I was reading 2 Timothy, and then I went through this, and I thought, oh, that would be a good one. And then later on, oh, that would be a good one. Oh, I like that one. Oh, I'm not sure which one I'm going to do. So then I read all of 2 Timothy a second time this morning.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, I got to get going to work and such. But yeah, I've been having this practice many times. Most of my reading now is coming at nighttime. So when I finally get into the bed, usually 2, 3, 4 chapters, I'm flipping around. But I always now, I don't know, for many weeks, I read very intentionally, okay, Lord, what might be a verse? And last night, because of circumstance and working late, I didn't get my typical reading in. So I was up earlier this morning, and as I was going through 2 Timothy, I loved, you know, it begins with Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. I'm thinking, oh, what does that mean, by the will of God? Okay, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, and we think about those of us that follow Jesus, that life that we have in him, that new birth that takes place, how exciting it is to have our life connected with Jesus, him living in us, so that's kind of neat. And then, you know, it's to Timothy, my dear son. So Paul, who's writing this, he really loves Timothy. He's pouring into him. Timothy is like a disciple of his. He's a chosen son of his, son in the faith. And then goes, grace, mercy, and peace. And we could talk about those three things, grace, mercy, and peace. But listen to this. From God the Father. From God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I'm thinking, God the Father, wouldn't that be neat if all of us could perceive or think about that Abba God, Abba Father, that God's the Father. And so, you know, I circle that, and then, you know, I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did. And I'm like, now Paul was like this Pharisee of Pharisees, and he was very religious and very intentional and very steeped in doctrine and such. And, you know, so he's connecting with them, but with a clear conscience. So he's thinking about the purity of his concept of loving God, following the rules, doing all the right things, and then that transformation that took place as he, you know, met Jesus on the Damascus Road and really had his eyes open to what true faith means. Anyway, so I was getting excited about that.
You're preaching to us, Mark.
And then it goes, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be nice to have a person or somebody that loved you so much that night and day they constantly remember you in their prayers?
Yes.
And so I thought, oh, what a great thing that Timothy has, that Paul's doing. And then, you know, I start personalizing it. Can I say that I'm constantly praying day and night for my daughter, my wife, for the ministry?
Yes.
And, you know, so there's some healthy conviction as I was thinking about, oh, Lord, I want to pray more often, more frequently, more intentionally. And then, oh, it just goes on. Now, there's so many good things in here. But then I came down to verse 6. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame.
Oh, yeah.
The gift of God which is in you. And he, you know, he was talking about that his mother and his grandmother were really gifted and had a very sincere faith, and that he has that as he prayed over him. And he talks about, you know, through the laying on of hands as he touched him as he was close, praying that he would have the same gift, that he would fan it into flame. And I'm thinking, do we wake up today, Marianne, do you or I, do we say, Lord, fan into flame my passion for you, my desire to know you?
That's good.
You know, help me be attentive to your leading. Help me walk in step with your Spirit's leading. Help me identify the needs of those around us. I mean, there's a lot of good things there. But do we ask the Lord to fan into flame? Or, you know, he's saying, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame. He's telling Timothy, fan that gift you have into flames. Like, participate in it. Be aware of it. Be cognizant of it. And I'm thinking, do I do that? I mean, we have a role to fan into flame the gifts and the things that we have.
We do. Self-responsibility. I feel like yeah. all of us have just joined in your morning devotion time.
This is probably pretty typical of how when I read through things, I want to connect, I want to learn, I want to understand. Yeah, so sorry, I'm kind of all over the board, but yeah, you're having a little devotional time with me. And then it goes on to say, for God did not give us, and this is the verse I'm kind of focusing on right now, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. And I'm thinking, how many times are we timid? Are we maybe insecure? Do we not want to share our faith because we don't want to be rejected? I bet we all go through periods of time where we are a little timid. And yet, you know, if we allow the Lord and we work in team with Him to fan the flame, the gifts, we want to get passionate. We want to be intentional. But that spirit of power, that'd be an interesting one to just dissect and think about. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us.
Yes.
And the power of God is on our side, the truth, the good news message.
Well, we're kind of caught up with still thinking we have to drum it up.
Right, right.
On our own steam instead of call it down, the power of God.
Yeah. And then of love and of self-discipline, and I think of the fruit of the Spirit, you know, the love, it begins with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And that self-discipline, so it's kind of like the bookends, the beginning, the love, and then the end is the self-discipline. I thought, oh, that's pretty interesting. And then the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, those three things, and that made me look back at the grace, mercy, and peace, kind of the three elements there. And so do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me, his prisoner. And again, I think of, gosh, are there times? Yes, there are times that maybe I'm ashamed or insecure or too caught up in the moment of what I want to do or accomplish and miss out on the opportunity to share my faith or to share that good news message that we carry. And it just goes on and on. You'll see other things
written
or underlined.
You preach it to us.
So, anyways, it's Wednesday.
It's Mark and Friends. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Marianne's a friend. You're a friend. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of what we call the Prime Life Times in Review.
No, we do call it that.
So on Mondays, we have Memorization Monday, and Josh Parr was with us. It was so neat. He had such a sincere and sweet temperament and disposition. And
I agree with you.
I've gotten to know him over the last few months, but he was a wonderful, I guess you'd say, the fragrance of Christ was upon him. He was honoring to his wife, honoring to the Lord. You knew he had been steeped in the scriptures, ruminating, thinking about them, sharing them.
He's a real genuine person.
Yeah, genuine.
We liked you, Josh.
Gifted. Josh, if you're tuned in,
hi, Josh,
kudos to
back.
You.
Yeah,
And then yesterday, Ken Rowe, who's a relatively new board member, just a few weeks with the ministry. And it was neat to hear his faith journey and his sharing.
Yeah.
And good guy, heart for the Lord, very gifted and multi-talented.
Definitely.
And both those programs are archived. That's why I reference them. And if you're new to the radio ministry, on Monday we have Memorization Monday, so we share a scripture and read from a book called 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. Then on Tuesday, it's Testimony Tuesday, so generally we find somebody with a faith journey story that's excited to share about Jesus and tell us how God has worked in his or her life. That was yesterday with Ken, and we always love Testimony Tuesdays. And then today, it's the Prime Life Times in Review, which is a unique work of God that we've had the oversight of almost 3.5 years. It was donated to us way back in 2017, and the intent of this paper initially was to bring about informative, engaging, positive articles and content to help people that are flourishing in their 50s and older.
And really, it's for everybody.
Yeah, well, see, we've really been intentional on expanding the readership, and I would say a lot of credit for you and the content that you choose and those that you're working with to develop really a great paper that people enjoy reading, can't wait for the next edition to come out. You've added the cartoons and puzzles and other things. So it's a very interesting publication. We call it the Prime Life Times. And on Wednesday, oftentimes we'll have special content contributors, those that have written the story or the article or whatever subject maybe they have some expertise on, they talk about and share. And today we have our very own Mary Ann, who's the editor-in-chief. It's a great title of one of the many caps that she wears.
You made it up. So it's a real title.
Yeah, it's a real title.
They use it in the real world.
And she's really the thruster, the impetus or the head kahuna behind a lot of what makes this paper successful and good and worth reading. And she has a whole team of copy editors and proofreaders. And,
oh, it's a team effort,
yeah,
no question about it.
There's salespeople and deliverers all over the state and helping out in Indiana.
When all those delivery people come in the morning and one by one and start shipping out that paper.
Oh, yeah, we load up their cars. And you too. Oh, yeah, I usually help them because, you know, if I sit here too long and I see them lugging all these things, I usually got to get up and help. And we keep all great records on how many bundles they're taking and where they're taking them. In fact, I'm working out a deal, Lord willing. I'll be able to announce this soon, but I've met with some of the owners of Culver's in the greater Champaign-Urbana-Danville area, and they're very interested in entertaining the idea of putting our racks in their four current locations, soon to be five, and we'll see if we can work out. I have some special things that I can't wait to announce if it all comes together, but appreciate all those that help with the Prime Life Times, as we feel it's a real God-honoring publication that really will be helpful for a number of reasons and fun to read and interesting and informative. So,
well, I thought maybe today, since it's very close to Valentine's Day, and just a reminder to everyone, that is Sunday, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, there's going to be special Valentine's music on Sunday.
Nice.
I was working on picking out a number of selections, you know, a lot of love songs, God So Loves the World, many artists that have a theme or the thread of love, or love your neighbor, or loving God's word.
That just makes me remember that I have to say something before I read this, and this is not about the paper. I heard one of the finest teachings Tuesday morning on 1 Corinthians 13, that famous passage that everybody kind of makes into poetry, you know. Alistair Begg.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't hear that one.
Oh, you need to. Oh, everybody, just please go to the archives of Alistair Begg and click on Tuesday, February 9th, yesterday. And it's called The Church in the Mirror. And it's about 1 Corinthians 13. It is just really, really worth listening to.
Well, on Monday night, before I was on my way to view Esther and her
volleyball team.
You got that whole story already today. But
he's a sports dad now.
Yeah. It's like
Go ahead, back to what you're going to say.
So Janet Parshall had this guest on. She had gotten this little booklet from a pastor on the media influence on us and such. And I'm telling you, it was a full hour. I listened to the whole thing from beginning to end as I was driving along. And I'm like, I got to get that and share with this one group. And it was so good. And so I hope you find great content or information or healthy conviction as God would use our broadcast to touch and reach you and reach your family, your children, your grandchildren. But, yeah, Janet Parshall's the second half of her program. Most of our stations carry in the market with Janet Parshall. But this guy was rock solid. Well, I got to listen to this whole thing again.
Okay,
so.
And I have...
We're advocates for listening to the radio.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We listen to the station. And please go listen to Alistair Begg Tuesday morning, The Church in the Mirror. I've already listened to it twice. Okay, I'm going to read the front page article. Is that okay, Mark?
Woohoo, read away.
Okay. This is the February edition 2021, and the front page article is called A Valentine's Day Ritual by Lori Borgman. And just a word to the wise, I'm going to use the word mum because she does for the word mom because that's British and she wrote it that way.
And let me do a shout out. Linda Skaggs, when I was over, watched Super Bowl over at their house, and she had the Prime Life Times paper right on the countertop, so I was like, oh, good for you. She said she loves this Lori and looks forward to reading her stories. And I said, you know, Marianne was saying she's very gifted, and she published in other newspapers, and like she's syndicated, and she's been wonderful for us.
She's just so kind to let us have her articles. So nice. Okay. My dad gave my mom, a beautiful heart-shaped box of candy every year on Valentine's Day. Big red and pink boxes with swirls of lace and wide satin ribbons. Those beautiful boxes were mesmerizing. I drooled over them, literally. Chocolate, mint truffles, caramels, and raspberry-filled. The small candies tucked beneath the quilted paper liner were a beauty to behold. Mom and Dad weren't big gift givers with each other, but every year he bought her that box of candy for Valentine's Day. I think he thought it was just how a guy treated his gal. and she was always his gal. When I was growing through an awkward phase, my right leg often tripping over my left, and my left leg in turn tripping my right, my dad gave me a heart-shaped box of candy, too. It was a smaller version of Mom's, a pink heart, with ruffled trim and in a satin ribbon. Perhaps he thought my awkward phase would be permanent, limit possibilities down the road, and his might be the only Valentine's candy I would get. Didn't matter. Those pretty boxes made me walk a little taller, which was important for a girl who was short. I felt more confident, like maybe I finally could do the required rope climb all the way to the ceiling in gym class. I couldn't, but I didn't care, because I had a heart-shaped box of candy, declaring I was loved. Mm. Through grade school, middle school, and high school, when Mom got a box for Valentine's Day, I got a box, too. Mm. Even when I went away to college, even when I moved across the country. I'm grown now, Dad. You can stop. Even when I married. I have a husband who buys me candy, Dad. You can stop. I know, he said on the phone. I know, Mom said on the extension. It was a team operation. It always had been. But the heart-shaped boxes kept coming. Our two little girls began getting boxes, as did my sister-in-law.
Oh, geez.
It's time to stop, we cried in unison. Still, the boxes came. We
I have to stop and pause. I think of a text I got that just that ended up saying, just stop.
Just stop?
Yeah.
That's funny. We stashed the empties on closet shelves, in the dress-up trunk, and under the beds. Dad and Mom realized too late in life that they should have invested in chocolate. Then one year they called and said, we're not sending the heart boxes anymore. We're not going to be around forever. We're going to stop now to get you used to that idea. They were funny like that, painfully practical, and to the point. A few years later, they were both gone.
Mm.
As for chocolate, we are well cared for by the husband who tends to us through the good offices of a nearby local chocolatier. But to this day, whenever I see a heart-shaped box with a swirl of lace and a satin ribbon, my heart swells. And I pray that every little girl might have a dad or an uncle or a grandpa who finds a sweet way to say, I love you. All of our old heart-shaped boxes are gone now, but the love remains. Okay, here's her byline. Copyright Lori Borgman. Used by permission. Lori is a columnist, delightful author, and engaging speaker. One of her books, it's coming out in March actually, is What Happens at Grandma's Stays at Grandma's.
Oh, classic title.
And I love her book titles. One of them is I Was a Better Mother Before I Had Kids.
Oh, geez.
She's a great author, so thank you. And also on our front page is Downsizing 101 by Dee Cheshire, and she's going to come read that for us here in the next week or so.
Yeah, Dee, sweet Dee, who leads our children's choir, which is inactive during this COVID time.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll get her back on the saddle, as they say. And
we got to get this country up moving again.
Working with those children. Wow, I love this article.
I did too.
As you're reading it, that's so fun and sweet. And I was just thinking, as a dad, do I start giving Esther chocolate? She's really not motivated much by sweets, which is kind of great for her teeth and our dentist bills into the future. But
you just got them made, don't you?
Judah Christian, I think it's Friday, but it was really good what they did. They sent emails to all the parents saying, hey, write a love letter. Moms and dads, I would trust that both the mom and the dad would write a letter. But I had to sit down and think through, what do you want to say to your daughter? How would you encourage her? And I thank God a million times over. It was late at night. It was due the next day. And I'm like, oh, gosh, Holly, do we have to do this? And then I realized, I read the letter. And I thought,
because
if the parents don't do it, then nobody gets them, because they don't want one child to not have letters.
That's
and
pressure.
Such. So I thought, I got to pull this off. And after I read it, they really want this from the dad, from the mom, and so forth. So God gave me this idea and concept. I was so happy. So I took her name, like E-S-T-H-E-R, and then I did special sentences on each of the letters, what I felt was her gifts and so forth.
Well,
and then
really
I wrote
clever.
Some really wonderful things. And then you're supposed to put in an envelope and then Holly has to do hers.
Yeah.
I said, Holly, you don't want to read mine because mine is so good it's going to intimidate you.
My head is in my hand right now.
Yeah, this is what
that was such a great story up until you did that.
Until I took all the credit for how good it was. It really was good. I mean, I thanked the Lord a bunch of times. I thought, this is really good. And it was all the things that she's really gifted or great at or her creative capacity or
that
I'm delighted by with her and so forth. And it just kind of flowed. I didn't have to really, I mean, I got it done in like 8 or 10 minutes. Holly was in there for like 45 minutes.
I go, Holly, she was making a very special heartfelt letter.
I said, don't read mine now because you'll really be intimidated. Anyways.
I hope she laughed.
It's easy because I do cherish and she's a wonderful gift from God.
Yeah.
I've always been saying about Holly as my gift from God. I used to always call it Holly my dream wife, but she said, well, dreams can turn into a nightmare. So then I say, okay, I'll just call you my gift from God.
That's
because then
nice.
You can't go wrong with that.
That's
but
sweet.
I've started to say that about Esther, how blessed I am to be her dad. Anyways, I guess maybe I'll share some of that because I'm sure all of you have some love letters in your mind and hearts or you can put together in the coming couple days and send it to that neighbor, that child, that spouse, that loved one, maybe somebody that you don't know that well, but you can write a letter of appreciation, of love, extending God's love and care and compassion for them or their situations. So,
oh, that's nice. Yes.
I mean, this is the time where it can be very hard for many people that are lonely or without their spouse or without.
I know.
So let's be sensitive to that, too. But maybe you can have a word of encouragement or a card or a meal out or something that can encourage them and let them know God's love through you.
Or just go on down there to Walgreens and buy like 15 of those red velvet boxes of heart things with chocolates and just say to the neighbors or the you know, administrative staff at your church say, we love you guys.
Yeah.
Hand them out.
Doesn't have to be too complicated.
Get it flowing.
Yes. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning in for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. We call it the Prime Lifetimes in Review, available at over 350 locations.
That's a lot.
You can find out more locations that are being added all the time at primelifetimes.com.
So we're kind of going up toward 400.
Yeah.
Well,
if we get this Culver's and some others, and then you build on that. You say, well, we're in Culver's, we're in the Arby's in Monticello.
I feel like a Culver's right now.
Some McDonald's in Danville. We're in these places. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got some good malts.
They got breakfast stuff, too, right?
I'm not sure about the breakfast. I was over there
the other
day. They
got good hamburgers.
Yeah, they weren't open until 11 the other day.
Okay, I need food.
I was one of the first ones in line over there. anyways. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marian Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
And we love you.